Attorney General Ken Paxton has launched an investigation into the makers of Colgate and Crest toothpastes for marketing fluoride toothpaste products to parents and kids in ways that are misleading, deceptive, and dangerous. The investigation comes as the practice of adding fluoride to drinking water is under increasing scrutiny by communities across the country, with two states and many towns and counties banning the practice over safety concerns. Yesterday, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration (FDA) also announced it is moving to take fluoride prescription supplements off the market because of the risks fluoride ingestion poses to children's IQ, behavioral issues, thyroid functioning, and gut microbiome. Paxton accused toothpaste manufacturers of continuing to flavor their products and deceptively market them in ways that encourage kids to ingest fluoride toothpaste and mislead their parents to use far more than the safe and recommended amount of fluoride toothpaste. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the American Dental Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and others recommend that children under age 3 should use no more than a smear of fluoride toothpaste, and children ages 3 to 6 should use no more than a pea-sized amount. However, research has shown that advertising and labeling tactics by toothpaste manufacturers prompt parents to use more toothpaste than is safe, leading to toothpaste overconsumption by children. A 2024 study published in Nature found that parents tend to overload toothbrushes by a factor of 6 to 7 times the recommended amount. Paxton said he will use every tool available to protect our kids from dangerous levels of fluoride exposure and deceptive advertising, and take aggressive action against any corporation that puts our children's health at risk. He sent a civil investigative demand, a subpoena used for gathering documents, responses, and oral testimony, to the Colgate-Palmolive Company and the Procter & Gamble Manufacturing Company, which makes Crest. Class action lawsuits against toothpaste manufacturers also pending. Paxton's allegations mirror those pending in 6 class action lawsuits filed in January by attorney Michael Connett, partner at Siri & Glimstad, on behalf of plaintiffs. Those lawsuits accuse major dental product manufacturers of deceptively marketing products containing fluoride to young children and misleading parents into believing the products are safe for toddlers. The lawsuits name children's toothpaste brands Crest and Colgate/Toms of Maine, and the Children's Mouth Rinse Brands Act, Colgate/Toms of Maine, Firefly, and Hello. Plaintiffs include parents and caregivers in multiple states, including California, Illinois, and New York. In the case of Crest toothpaste, the proposed class is nationwide. The lawsuits were filed in federal courts in California and Illinois. According to the complaints, the plaintiffs were misled by the product marketing. As a result, they didn't follow public health guidelines when using the products. The lawsuits also allege the companies failed to adequately flag instructions for proper use, as mandated by the FDA. According to the complaints, the companies design their product labels with candy and fruit juice flavors and images and cartoon characters to appeal to young children, often misleading them to think the products are meant to be consumed as food. The complaints also accuse the defendants of using false and misleading labeling that leads parents and caretakers to believe the products are extra safe for children. As a result, they unwittingly permit and encourage children to use more toothpaste or mouth rinse than recommended. In his press release, Paxton cited a growing body of scientific evidence demonstrating that fluoride exposure is not safe for children. Fluoride's risks for children have been known to fluoride researchers for years. New research published in top journals shows that fluoride exposure is linked to lower IQ in children and other negative neurocognitive effects, even at fluoridation levels currently recommended by the public health agencies.